Hello? Hey, is someone here? I promise I'm not here to hurt you. Hey, I'm sorry I showed up like this and unannounced. It's just the way my kind travels. Please, don't be afraid. I really am just here to help you. I could feel your pain. It was calling out in every direction, begging for help. I promise you, I'm here to help. All I want is for you to feel better. Please, will you come out from under the covers now? I promise. I'm just standing over here by the dresser. Hello. Nothing to worry. Wait. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I didn't explain what I was. I'm so sorry, I should have told you that. Let me answer what I imagine your first questions are. Yes, I'm a succubus. I know that I can be very intimidating looking, but I promise that is just what I look like. No, I'm absolutely not here to steal your soul. I'm not like those other succubi. I'm far older and wiser than them. I've evolved past my need for, well, sex and souls. Please come out. I promise, I really do just want to help you. Please, let me help you. Thank you. Is it okay if I come sit next to you? It is? Okay. What do I want? I want to help you. I could feel your pain that you're carrying, piercing the barrier between my dimensions and yours. I can feel it radiating off you right now as I speak, like a call for help or something to make this stop. I'm so sorry. You don't deserve to hurt like this. But Is that why you were looking up how to summon a succubus? Yes, I'm sorry. I did watch you without your permission, but I wanted to be sure of how to approach you when I saw you were going through this. I had to stop you. I, of all people, know what those demons do to you. I promise. They aren't the right way to work through this. That's why I showed up now. I wanted to help you get through this. Those young succubi only get their kicks from draining you, and then they throw you aside when you can't give them more. But I've evolved beyond that. I want to give to you. I want to give you the strength to make it through this. What you're going through, I want to be by your side so you know that there's always someone there for you to lean on when you need to and to help you get back on your feet. And when you are back up, I want to help you stay there. I promise, I have nothing but good intentions. Is there anything else I can do that would help you trust me? Yeah. I thought that might come up given what I am. We can have sex if you want. In fact, it actually can be part of the ritual I can perform to help you feel better, but only if you want to. I'm not going to force anything on you. Oh yeah, there is a ritual I can perform, but I'll explain that later if you want to do it. But does that help? I'm glad. Now, how about we lay down on the bed? This is technically the beginning of the ritual, but I think this will help you regardless. Is that okay with you? Great. Here. Before you lay down, let me get on your lap facing you. There we go. I'm going to wrap my wings around you. Okay. I know they have little spikes on the tips, but I'm going to position them so they don't touch you. If you feel uncomfortable at all, anytime, just tell me and we can stop, okay? There we go. All wrapped up in my wings like a burrito. I'll curl my tail around your leg as well. Okay. Now lay into my soft, pillowy breast. Oh, your face is turning red. Are you okay? I didn't poke you, did I? Oh, it's okay. Don't be embarrassed. I know what I am. I'm 18,642-year-old demon with creamy white skin, huge breasts, a perfect hourglass body, firm and round ass with thighs to boot, silky soft white hair and wings, with the classic horns and tail of a succubus. Please, I want you to be as comfortable with my body as I am with it, and as I will be with yours if you allow me. Don't ever feel embarrassed touching me and exploring all my curves and different parts. I just want you to enjoy yourself and be happy. There we go. Are you feeling better now? Okay. Now just lean into my breasts. I'll tighten my wings up a bit and then I'll lay you back with me on top of you. There we go. Now let's lay back. Oh, there you go. Just nuzzle into me. Feel how warm my breasts are and how soft my skin is. Here, I'll scratch your head a little bit. How are you feeling? I'm a little heavy. No problem. Let's just roll over. You can be on top and lay on my breasts like pillows, with my wings like your bed covers. There we go. Relax. That's it. Before we start, I just want you to know that things will get better. I can feel how much you're hurting right now, but it's the sadness that we all experience that gives the happiness in our lives meaning. I'm here to listen and help you through it, and anytime you have something you want to talk about, I will always listen. Part of the advantage of me is my powers will allow me to be by your side, or I can just be in your head. But anyways, enough about me. I want to listen to you. If you want to, just vent to me about what's been going on. I know talking usually helps, and I promise I'm a good listener, but if you don't feel comfortable and just want to relax, that's fine. Even if you need to cry, that's okay. I'll keep scratching your head and rubbing your shoulders and body until you feel ready to continue. you feel better now? I'm glad. I think it helps to bring those emotions to the surface, and confronting them with someone else makes it a bit easier. Even if you don't want to talk about what's hurting, I'll be here for you as a shoulder to lean on. I just want you to be comfortable. Speaking of being comfortable, now is where the ritual can really start, but I want to know that you want this. I can remove those negative feelings and help you feel better, but I want you to know that this is temporary. Like taking some pain meds if you have a headache. It'll help in the short term, but that's why I'm staying to help you through this, because I also want to help you feel better in the long term as well. There are two ways it can be done. We can either relax more and I can slowly take the pain away, or we can have sex and take it away quickly. Both of them have the same end result, but it's up to you which one you want to do. I won't force you to do anything you don't want to do. What would you like to do? You want to have sex? You really do? Okay, I just want to be sure. I know my body can be very tempting. Okay, are there any questions you have before we start? Oh yes, the name of the ritual. I believe in your language, it would be Emotional Excisement by Elder Succubus, Thaumaturgical Soul Beam Focusing and Orgasm Ritual. Yeah, it is a bit wordy, but I promise you will enjoy it very much. Okay, we need to get you ready so you can last inside of me. First, let's get you on your back. There we go. Let your legs hang off the edge of the bed like this. Now, let's get those pants off. Ah, yes. I can see you're ready. Look at you. Already throbbing. So hard. I'm flattered. Let's see how hard you can get. I'll start by taking my top off and letting my breasts spill out. I promise you, there's nothing like a few orgasms to help you feel better, so let's get you on your way. Let me just put your cock in between my pillowy breasts. Oh, look at that. It almost disappeared. I'm going to start going up and down now. Go ahead and grab my tail if you need something. Doesn't it feel good? My silky smooth skin rubbing against your cock while my soft breasts form around you perfectly. Oh yeah. I can feel you throbbing. So hard. You're so hot as well. You must be close. Good. This must be where your threshold is. I'm gonna apply a spell to you. It'll dampen your pleasure a bit, so you can last longer when you're inside me. Oh, and don't worry. We don't have to stop while I do this. Simkja, I'm for a lay rax for power x fiao nita apu de eos. There we go. I promise you, this way you'll get to experience even more of me than you would otherwise. And since now you'll need a little more encouragement to come, I'll add my tongue to the mix. Yes, it is very long. Another trait of the succubi. The rumors of the incredible BJs we give aren't just rumors, but that's not enough for you now. You need something a bit more advanced. I'm going to wrap my tongue around your shaft in between my breasts while I suck on the tip of your cock. Are you ready? Good. Here we go. Can you feel how amazing this is? You can last through so much more now with the spell I've placed on you. Speaking of, no mortal has ever experienced this without instantly coming, but you're taking it so well with my breasts squeezing and rubbing your cock. My tongue slithering up and down, pulsing rhythmically with each thrust of my breast. And my lips sucking so perfectly on your cock. It's just like I'm almost going to suck the cum out of you, isn't it? Speaking of, let's get your first load out. There we go. Buck up into my tits and mouth. Oh, feel me squeezing you. There we go. You're twitching and throbbing so hard. Go ahead. Come. Let it all out. There you go. Delicious. I may not be like other succubi, but I can still appreciate a good load. Whew, you came so much. Yes. Oh yeah, you are very warmed up now. I think you're ready to complete the ritual. Oh, and look at you. Still hard after that? Your stamina is amazing. Very few humans can claim to have lasted so long with an elder succubus like me. In fact, you may be the only one. But enough of that. Let's finish. Go ahead and move back on the bed while I take the rest of my clothes off. No mortal eyes have ever seen my pussy before. You're the first. In fact, I think that can be said about most elder succubi, but that's why I put a spell on you, so you can last this long. You're about to experience something no mortal ever has. I'll get you on the bed and position myself over you. Let me explain what will happen. As our pleasures build, my eyes and wings will begin to glow as my power intensifies. You'll see a glowing black orb between my horns. Don't be alarmed. That is my soul. When we reach orgasm together, my wings will focus my energy into my soul and project a beam into your chest. I'll reach into your soul and cleanse all of those negative feelings from it and fill you with nothing but pleasure and happiness. Are you ready to start? Okay. We must lock hands. There you go, just like that. I'll guide your cock with my tail. I'm going to start lowering myself onto you. There you go. Can you feel it? Almost like my pussy is pulling your cock towards it. It already feels amazing, doesn't it? Now you understand why I need the spell, or else you wouldn't have made it this far. I'll lower myself a little more until my lips are just touching the tip of your cock. Can you feel how soft I am? The heat radiating from me? Isn't it indescribable? Hold my hands. I'm going to lower myself all the way. And there you are, inside me. Let's rest here so you can adjust to the pleasure. There we go. I can feel how tightly you're gripping my hands. Even with the spell, it's almost unbearable, isn't it? Don't worry. You'll be able to release soon. Once we reach the peak, I'll remove the spell and let you experience the full pleasure of being inside an elder succubus. I'm going to start riding you now, okay? I'll start slow and build as we go. Here we go. That's it. Yeah. Let all of those negative emotions get swept away in the torrents of pleasure. Let the pleasure flow into you, through you, like a raging river of sexual energy. Leave none of those feelings behind. Sweep them all up in a raging torrent of energy and bliss. You can see it now, can't you? You can see my eyes glowing, can't you? You can feel my energy flow through you. Feel it bringing those emotions to the surface so they can be erased. I'm just going to remove the spell now. Prepare yourself. You'll orgasm instantly inside me. I'll count down. 5. You're doing so well. You're already starting to throb. 4. You can do it. Just hold on a little bit longer. 3. You're so close now. I can feel you gripping my hands so tightly. 2. two. Get ready. I'm gonna remove the spell now. One. Yes. 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 There we go. Just relax. Relax. You did so well. There we go. Just lie back and let the tension out of your muscles. How do you feel? Do you feel better? Oh, I'm so happy. Let's just lie down together and bask in the afterglow. That was amazing. Even doing this to help you, I also had a really good time. You know, even if you're feeling fine, I wouldn't mind going for a round two sometime. But we'll have to let you rest for a while first, beforehand. I wouldn't want to hurt you. Oh, really? Yeah, of course you're fine. You're funny. No, you need to rest now. Especially after that ritual, but don't worry. I'll stay here with you all night. I can wrap you up in my wings again and send you off to a restful sleep. And when you wake up tomorrow, I'll make you breakfast. Does that sound good? I thought it might. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention another thing I can do. I was serious about what I said before about me being with you in person or just in your head. An elder succubus like me has access to many powers, and one is the ability to inhabit a body. Although, in this case, I just sit in the back seat and talk to you while you drive, but that also means I can join you in your dreams. Even guide them if you have something you want to try that you've never done before. Or maybe just go for round 1.5. Does that sound fun? Oh, I'm so glad. Sweet dreams, sweetie. I'll see you in a few minutes.